A leak turns into a flood of reaction. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years.
Liberals want to rip the blindfold off Lady Justice.
Those are the leaders of the Senate. Republican Mitch McConnell decrying a leak from the Supreme Court as a lawless action to try to intimidate the justices to not overturn Roe v. Wade, the decision that legalized abortion.
They want to elevate mob rule over the rule of law.
Now, the leak to Politico was a draft from Justice Alito appearing to show the majority is ready to undo Roe v. Wade in support of states' rights to restrict abortions, angering Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer.
Several of these conservative justices, who are in no way accountable to the American people, have lied to the U.S. Senate, ripped up the Constitution, and defiled both precedent and the Supreme Court's reputation.
President Biden put out a statement saying, first, we don't know if the leak is genuine, but
the president says if Roe is overturned, it will fall to elected officials and voters to pass pro-choice legislation, including a bill that would codify Roe that President Biden says he will work to pass and sign into law.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden about to hit the road, flying to Alabama to visit a Lockheed Martin plant.
This is the facility that builds the Javelin missile, which is sold to the U.S. government by the defense contractor, and what has proven to be a key weapon the U.S. is giving Ukraine as that country continues to defend itself against Russian invaders.
Fox's Evan Brown. Is primary day in Indiana and in Ohio, where there's a close Republican Senate race among several candidates. Senator Ted Cruz is urging voters to choose Josh Mandel.
I think he has a significantly stronger, proven conservative record.
But this man tells Fox he's voting for J.D. Vance, who has a former president's backing.
Since Trump is going with Vance, that's who I'm going to go with.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A white Connecticut state trooper who shot and killed a black man after a high-speed chase in 2020 was arraigned this morning. Trooper Brian North charged with manslaughter. He's free on bond. It took 34 years, but there's finally a resolution in the death of a gay American man.
An Australian man who admits he pushed an American man off a Sydney cliff in 1988 is sentenced to 12 years, 7 months in prison. Prosecutors calling the killing of 27-year-old mathematician Scott Johnson a hate crime, but the justice said she did not find beyond reasonable doubt that the murder was a gay hate crime, which would have led to a longer sentence for Scott White. White's former wife had told police in 2019 he'd bragged about beating gay men. The death initially ruled a suicide, but Johnson's brother pushed for more answers and spent decades bringing attention to the death. White will not be eligible for parole for at least 8 years. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The NFL is trying to tackle a fired coach's lawsuit in court.
Former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores is suing the NFL and individual teams for alleged racist hiring practices. The NFL wants the case to go to arbitration, to be arbitrated by its commissioner, Roger Goodell, a potential act that Flores' attorney calls unconscionable. The NFL says arbitration is the method of resolution according to employment agreements. Monday marked the first hearing for a lawsuit filed in February by Flores, a case that now includes two other black coaches. Flores' lawyer, Douglas Wigdort, pointed to the initial response from the NFL about Flores' suit when the league dismissed it, saying it was without merit. Wigdort said this shows this unconscionable bias of the arbitrator. Jared Max, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve is assessing the economy this morning and will again tomorrow when it's expected Fed policymakers will raise a key interest rate again amid worry about a slowing economy and surging inflation. Ahead of that on Wall Street, the Dow is up 50 points, but the NASDAQ is down 17. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.